Good morning. We're continuing Chayot and Klal Nun Aleph, and we're starting Siman Tes. So Siman Tes deals with a very important question. We have to define what is called Eitz and what's not called Eitz. I mean, obviously, we know that trees grow from the ground. That's why b'di'evad, a person says a Brit Pi Adama, and something which is supposed to be Brit Pi Eitz is Yotze b'di'evad. So what point does something switch over from being a Brit Pi Adama to being a Brit Pi Eitz? So, for example, included in Brit Pi Adama are the what's referred to as asavim, which the grasses which are edible, included that would be something like lettuce, etc. There are kitnias, which is the plants where you eat the seeds of the plant, sesame seeds, for example. There are the grains, which is referred to, the Chazal use specific language for the five species of grains. They're referred to as zeroyim. So zeroyim, kitnias, asavim, there are plants which grow in the ground itself, which are referred to as yarukas, carrots, potatoes. And then there are plants which grow, the pears or plants which grow directly on the ground. Melons, cantaloupes, squashes, etc. All of those are Brit Pi Adama. So all of a sudden we come along and say, but this is a Brit Pi Eitz. So what makes something into Eitz? So the Gemara says, Brachos in the Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that if the Gavoza remains and the plant reproduces new fruit from the Gavoza, it's called Brit Pi Eitz. So it means if you have the tree itself remains from year to year, as opposed to each year you have to plant it anew, or it has to grow anew from the ground. So that's called a tree. So now it's not going out of the ground directly, it's growing out of the tree, because the tree is here from year to year. It's something that you have to plant, and by the end of the year it dies, and the next year you have to plant it again. That's not called an ilon, that's called just something which grows directly out of the ground, Brit Pi Adama. So we have to define how much of the tree has to remain from year to year to be able to give it a status of an ilon, that it's called Brit Pi Eitz, it's supposed to be Brit Pi Adama. So Chayyadam is going to talk about this now in Siman Tes. When Nikra Eitz Alamash Nishur Ha'anof Gam B'charif. V'achari Zeh Mutzi Olav Min Ha'anof Zeh Shenishur Afilu Hudak Rak K'gibol Shel Pishtun. Even if it's a very thin type of a trunk, if the trunk remains from year to year, and it grows out of the trunk from 1 year, so in the winter when the plant dies, when the winter comes, the trunk of the plant remains, and it grows out of that trunk again the next year. So that's called ilon, and the brach is Brit Pi Eitz. Even if it's going to be very thin. Aval im kola onof. Well, nisha rak hasharish mashahu tamen baritz. The root remains from year to year. So you don't have to plant it again. It's not the classical pre-Adama that each year it's a new plant. It's a new, something grows fresh from the ground. But rather it stays from year to year. But the only thing it stays is the root itself. Even if when it does grow, it becomes it looks like a trunk. It becomes very hard. It becomes big and hard, etc. So, since it's during the off season, the winter, the whole thing dies. That's not called Eitz. Now, the Omnam, one more point. My Yeshvinim Sha'anov Kala Lagami B'Moisacharev. We call Malkam Nishr Minasharish Lamala Bikarka. So there are certain things which the plant itself dies, the root remains, which I just said is Hadama, but a certain amount of the root is remains and is above ground. K'moy pezimkes hagdalim beginus alelo haposkim chulokim im nikra pri eitz oloi. So, so this is a machlokes rishonim and a machlokes in halacha, something which the root remains. The full trunk does not remain, but there is some part of the fruit which is remains living above ground. Is that called a brepio dama or brepio eitz? He says that's mechakas on the poskim. Then he's going to have to pass him. What do we do with that lemaisa? So, what's this relevant? This is relevant actually to the strawberries. Moshe points out in the tshuva that the pezimkas were very similar to what we have in America, which is called strawberries. So it's called nimachlokes and halacha whether the bracha and strawberries is a brepio dama or brepio eitz. The Rishonim, the poskim understand according to Rashi, this would be brepio dama, and according to Tosis, brings a quote from the Rabbeinu Meir that he holds that which was Rashi's son-in-law. That he held no that this is considered ha'eitz and it's not appropriate. Though it's a repio eitz. Halacha l'maisa, we'll talk about this Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.